We're broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios.
Visit MTE.com. MTE.com.
Middle Tennessee Electric.
Serving to make life better
since 1936.
Rutherford County is filled with not-for-profit organizations that focus on helping others. One of those nonprofits is Barnabas Vision, led by David and Marie Coggin. Based in Murfreesboro, the local organization has a theme to their daily mission, to love like Jesus and to encourage like Barnabas by providing spiritual support, financial resources, and life skills education to those in need in Middle Tennessee. For those who may be unfamiliar with Barnabas, he was not only a leader in the Bible, but also someone who was generous. He would always offer to give to the poor. Originally, his name was Joseph, but over time, he was given the nickname of Barnabas, which is the name he was ultimately recognized as. In case you're curious as to why he received that nickname, it's because Barnabas comes from the Aramaic name Barnaba, which means son of encouragement. With more on Barnabas Vision, here's Scott Walker.
We're talking with David Coggin with Barnabas Vision this morning, and we're talking about some different events coming up. But before we do that, tell us a little bit about Barnabas.
Good morning, Scott. Great to be here. Barnabas Vision is an encouragement ministry. We focus on crisis relief, homeless prevention, and community engagement, just looking for ways to help meet the needs of the community.
And how big of a problem is homelessness here in Rutherford County?
The larger that the county grows, the larger the problem here is growing with homelessness, and especially as unemployment is growing as well in the county, we see a need.
And of course, that unemployment number started really to grow exponentially during COVID, and then we saw some numbers go back to where they used to be, and then they started going up again.
Different studies across the country have dived into the issue of homelessness and unemployment rates. And while the problems that lead to homelessness are much more significant than just one category of jobs or a lack of a job, information showing what the numbers actually are in the category of unemployment are noteworthy. When you look at the general population, about 3.6% of adults in America don't have a job right now, compared to the homeless population numbers of 57% to 90% being unemployed. Again, those who were homeless saw unemployment numbers between 57% and 90% plus, making it all the more difficult to exit homelessness and find permanent shelter. Compared to the general population, only about 3.6% are currently unemployed in the U.S. But again, jobs are only a very small portion of the problem when it comes to homelessness. Some of the bigger issues revolve around mental health, addiction, and even domestic violence. That too can tie into homelessness. Sometimes situations lead to homelessness, where one problem occurs, such as a sickness, that leads to a need for medicine that has to be purchased out of pocket because of a lack of insurance. And that medicine for 1 week costs an individual $200 to $400. After that $400 is spent, they have no money to pay for the remainder of their rent. But again, it's one problem that starts and then a snowball effect takes place.
Tell us some stories about folks that you have helped out over the years who were facing homelessness. Maybe they were about to become homeless.
There's so many stories I could tell. One in particular is someone that came last year to us, and it was really because of a water leak. And I think her water bill was usually around 100 or something, but there was a big leak and her water bill might have been almost close to 1,000. She came to Barnabas Vision and we were able to help her with her payment, and she was able to get back on her feet. She's been coming to one of our classes since last January, and she's actually donated to us. She's back on her feet.
What are some of the problems that happen or that start after a situation like that occurs? After they get one massive bill for just one utility, what are some of the other problems that they see start to develop in their life?
Oftentimes, there's late fees that's associated with that, and so then that means they get even further behind. And then so many times I hear that their car breaks down and they have to get that fixed, and then that makes them behind as well.
Like a waterfall effect of problems.
Yes.
You help them get back on their feet in a lot of different ways, but also emotionally speaking, how do you help them?
We just try to be there. We try to be their friend. We pray with everyone that we come in contact. We also say, we're here for you. I'm always willing to have a cup of coffee with them, and so is the rest of the team as well.
So many times, people have no one just to hear them, hear them talk about what's going on in their life. So again, that gift of just being able to listen to somebody does make a big difference.
How long have you been doing this?
Later this year, it'll be 14 years.
That's a long time.
Yes, it is.
And you've seen a lot of people come in your doors and a lot of different walks of life from all different backgrounds.
I have.
How can people help out?
Well, they can contribute financially. They can pray for us. And they can also just volunteer at different times of the year. We do have some ongoing volunteer opportunities, but really we have a lot of seasonal opportunities, like with the Christmas sponsorships and sometimes things coming up with seasonal help, but we can always use those things.
So to volunteer, what should somebody do first?
They can contact us. They can call 615-556-5153.
Chris Lynn Ledbetter, also with us from Barnabas. You're the Director of Development within Barnabas Vision.
I work to raise funds for all of our programs at the Barnabas Vision. Like David mentioned, we do crisis relief, homelessness prevention, and community engagement. And so my job is to make sure that we can actually do all those things.
And in order to do all these things, you have to obviously have funds. And,
yes.
And there is a fundraiser that is coming up.
We have our fundraiser on April 26th. It'll be a come-and-go, family-friendly event. It'll be fun for kids. I really invite the whole community to show up and learn more about us. We also have sponsorship levels if you're interested at all in our ministry. That is a huge way that you can help out.
What is the goal to raise at the fundraiser?
Our goal is to raise $200,000 at this fundraiser. These funds will really help our programs, everything from getting people into housing, whether it's helping with first month rent, or keeping people in their houses, helping with utilities, rent, and things like that. Sometimes also we do crisis relief in the form of helping someone get into a hotel room for the night because they're on the street and it's really cold, as we all know.
So David, when you go to help somebody out, are you able to see an immediate change in that person? Or how does that usually work with the average person?
You know, after they receive the help, they're grateful and everything. But no, we don't see the immediate difference that it makes in their life. And sometimes it can be months and maybe we don't see. A couple of years ago, you called me about the situation and wanted me to help somebody with a tent, someone you and I have helped over and over again. And it was like, okay, Scott, you're calling me. I'll go help them. And I went to a place in town and I got the tent for those people. And to be honest, I just didn't know if it was the right thing or not. And as I was checking out, somebody said, hey, you're with Barnabas Vision. Do you remember me? You helped me 9 months ago. I'm doing great. Me and my daughter are doing so well. Another situation is, I think a couple years ago, I went to get my haircut with my son, and trying to get my son to go get the haircut is like trying to get Congress to pass an act or something. We went to get his haircut, and then I went, and near the end of the haircut, the person said, it's free. Your haircut is on me. I said, what? She said, it's on me. She said, don't you remember me? Y'all helped me several times, and now me and my family are back on our feet, and we're doing well. So your haircut is on me. And if I didn't go in there, I wouldn't know that. So sometimes you don't know the difference that you're making. But when you give to Barnabas Vision, I am convinced that it does make a difference, and your dollars do make a difference in this county.
And again, sometimes you may never know what kind of difference you made, what kind of an impact you made on somebody's life until years later. But again, you may never know.
That's correct.
Talking with Chris Lynn Ledbetter, Director of Development at Barnabas Vision. And it's a lot cheaper to save somebody and prevent them from going into homelessness than once they get there. Because once they're at that point of homelessness, they usually have lost just about everything. They have no way to carry stuff around. Mm-hmm. So they have to buy new clothes. I mean, everything starts fresh almost for somebody who actually becomes homeless.
Yeah, exactly. And we're really thankful for our community partners who help us, and we partner with so many other nonprofits in the area to help people in every aspect of their homelessness.
In a typical case, a typical situation, what goes into preventing somebody from becoming homeless?
Well, it really starts with the simple things, making sure that they know how to do a budget, make sure they know how to cope with crises in their lives. And we do this through our different classes that we offer at the Barnabas Vision. But it also comes down to simple payments that you can't get behind on, because as David mentioned, the late fees add up.
And again, the fundraiser is coming up. It will be April the 26th. How can people be a part of that?
All you need to do is show up and have fun and learn about what we do. It will be an inspiring message of transformation and redemption in this life of homelessness. And we are so excited to share with Murfreesboro what we're doing.
Where's the fundraiser going to be?
The fundraiser is at 1942 Dilton Mankin Road in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. It is a come and go event, and we invite everyone to show up.
That's April the 26th, 4 to 7 p.m. This is all going to help out Barnabas Vision.
Yes.
So, David, going back to you, you guys do classes, but what classes do you have there?
We have a lot of classes. Like I said, we want to connect with them. We want to try to build a holistic approach. And we offer coping skill class on Mondays at 2 o'clock. And we have a women encouragement class Tuesday at 1 o'clock. And then we have a biblical coping skill class that's on Zoom at 5:30. And then on Thursday, we have a budgeting class, 2 o'clock, the first three Thursdays of each month. And then on the last Thursday of the month, 6 o'clock. And then we have a Bible class at 10 o'clock on Friday morning. And then occasionally we'll have other classes like parenting, or Middle Tennessee Electric will do a seminar once a quarter or once a year.
We've been talking with David Coggin, Executive Director of Barnabas Vision, and Chrislyn Ledbetter, Director of Development and Donor Engagement at Barnabas Vision. That fundraiser for Barnabas Vision will be on Saturday, April 26. It will be a drop-in event between 4 p.m. and 7. It's going to be held at 1942 Dilton Mankin Road in Murfreesboro. For more information, visit thebarnabasvision.org. Again, that's thebarnabasvision.org. Or call the nonprofit at 615-556-5134. For WGNS News, I'm Scott Walker.